We have to do it ourselves. We'll be alone when we die. You know, whether or not we're surrounded by all sorts of people who are either sort of cheering us on or chanting mantras and meditating, or there's people around weeping and wailing, or there's people around who are indifferent. On a very ultimate sense, we're alone. We have to do that ourselves. We will be on our own at that point. And we need to cultivate the qualities of a balance and equanimity and dispassion and clarity now. It's not something that is going to somehow manifest at that time because we thought it was a good idea. Mm-hmm. It's something that we need to develop, cultivate, and continually bring to our practice, bring to our training. Because when the time comes, it just is not at all what one thought it was going to be. There's a person who does a lot of hospice work, and Rodney Smith, I think his name is, up in Seattle. Does a lot of hospice work, does a lot of with dying people. And he said usually the people who have the most difficult time are the people who thought their death was going to be spiritual somehow. That there was going to be, it was going to be, they had some idea that somehow their death was going to be a spiritual death. They were going to die in a spiritually illumined sort of fashion, somehow. But you don't, it's a nice idea, but if you're really not cultivating it, living it all the time, every day, nice ideas don't come to much. That contemplation of as I breathe in, investigating dispassion. As I breathe out, investigating dispassion. Let's say cultivating the qualities that lead to clarity and stability. And a constant returning to that, and not wasting time. How much time do we waste? Either in things that we think are useful, valuable, or things that we're other people think are useful or valuable. And in the end, I think I remember a line of one of Warapunyo's sort of poems, verses. In the end, one is cooked and eaten by the king of death. It's a very vivid image, which is helpful to bring up, because it we do need to motivate ourselves. We do need to encourage that quality of making the practice immediate, and to set our priorities straight. And to really to relinquish what needs to be let go of and to cultivate what needs to be cultivated. And that one of the qualities which the Buddha praises for cultivation is dispassion. And it's also something that naturally arises. Dispassion naturally arises when we see things really clearly. We see things in their true light. So those contemplations of impermanence, in all its permutations, right down to us, this person, this being, this body, this personality, this thing we call me, really seeing its and seeing it in the light of its death.